This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is an amazing poll I'm looking at right now. It's the Gallup organization. None of us are very confident of any polls these days, but at least Gallup has that sort of history of being one of the better ones, I would say. But this is a poll question related to whether or not you feel you're better off than you were 4 years ago. Big question when you're going to the polls, right? The guy did what he said he was going to do. Am I going to vote for re-election, or am I bummed out and things aren't as good and I'm going to go for a different guy, right? So this poll says 56% of Americans say they are better off now under Trump than 4 years ago under Obama Biden. I wonder if that isn't because of the whole 47 months versus 47 years.
Let me just say it, Joe. I've done more in 47 months. I've done more than you've done in 47 years, Joe.
Yeah, I think, and 56% of Americans are agreeing with that right now.
Yeah, but he's a white supremacist, and he backs white supremacists, and he's, but
is he, though?
Kamala said
he was. We are talking about an election in 27 days, where last week the President of the United States took a debate stage in front of 70 million Americans and refused to condemn white supremacists.
Huh. He did, huh?
But
did he?
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
That was in 2017.
Racism is evil.
Racism is
and
evil.
And those who cause violence in its name are criminals and thugs.
2018
including
here.
The KKK, neo-Nazis, white supremacists, and other hate groups that are repugnant to everything we hold dear as Americans.
Well, but she said, I'm so confused.
And he said it over and over and over again.
That was two different occasions. There's a number of them. Those are the two I could find to get together for this segment. But they're everywhere on the web. Just dig this much and you'll find them.
So back to the poll here. 56% of Americans say they are better off now under Trump than they were 4 years ago under Obama Biden. How does that number compare to other elections?
Okay.
You're probably wondering.
Yeah.
President tweeted about this last night at 10 o'clock. Historically speaking, this bodes very well for President Donald Trump as he seeks re-election, they say. Right around previous presidential elections when an incumbent has been seeking re-election dating back to the mid-80s, never has this number been this high. Hello? Anybody hear that?
Hello?
Yeah. Think about that, folks.
Just the rescinding of NAFTA got him my vote for a second term. Just the fact that he got that done and the USMCA came into play, that was it. I saw so many, just two different good friends of mine from the Fargo-Moorhead area.
What I find interesting about that poll is that it was taken last month, 56% was the number. December of 2012, let's go back there, okay? 45% was the number. October of 2004, heading into election there, 47% was the number. October of 1992, when Clinton won, 38% the number. July of 1984, the Reagan midterm, 44%. So it's significantly above where it's been in history. So that's a fun number, folks. That's a fun number. I thought you might enjoy that. Another hour of What's on Your Mind. We have some time to chat about whatever is on your mind in the first half of this hour. Next hour, we have, next half hour, the bottom of the hour, finishing out the hour, we have the folks from Project Veritas. Project Veritas. We're going to talk about the ballots in Minnesota. I did find, speaking of ballots. Hang on a second here. Got too many things going on. Oh, repeat those numbers again, says somebody. Please repeat those numbers again. What numbers do you think? It just came. Oh, maybe you mean the...
Those poll numbers, probably.
So 56% say they are better off now under Trump than 4 years ago under Obama-Biden. Okay? And the interesting thing here is going back to the mid-80s, that's the highest number. That's the highest number ever. Maybe the numbers you were talking about were my comparisons. September 2020, so the number now is 56%. Looks very good for Trump's re-election. December 2012, 45%. Wonder why they would take it in December of 2012. It had been Mitt Romney versus Obama the first time, right? But it's after the elections, December.
Right.
Anyway, October of 47% of 2004. October of 2004, 47%. That had been the Bush midterm, and he was reelected. 47, this one's at 56. October of 92, 38%. That's when Clinton won. July of 84, Reagan won reelection with 44%. Of Americans saying they are better off now than they were 4 years ago. So, pretty interesting. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. If you're not following us on Twitter, the What's On Your Mind, a Twitter account, you're missing out. Because some of these numbers, like that texter, hey, I didn't get that, you're going to find them there. Because we're going to put highlights up of, you know, we're live blogging basically the show and putting up highlights after the show. So it's I'd follow it. What's On Your Mind Twitter feed. Almost as good as Todd Mitchell's Twitter feed. I mean, we're striving to be like...
Close. I don't even know if I have one, do I?
Todd Mitchell, good on the...
a lot more on my Facebook than my Twitter, but...
Texter says, can you remember any poll that has ever had a Republican leading when we're talking about the presidency?
That's a great question.
Yeah,
it is a good question, and we know what happened last time. I like this number. Number one, it's Gallup, so it's not, you know, one of these political gamesmanship. I mean, they're all more liberal than you'd want, but Gallup's got a good reputation in business and political polling. Yep. And what they've done. So I like the number there, but I am not going to live or die on polls, and I'm getting to the point now where I don't even, like after the debate the other night, Pence, Harris, shut off the TV. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't. You know why?
China ate your lunch, Joe.
That's right, because...
Sean... Nice.
Oh, exactly right.
It's China's fault. It should have never happened.
It is. There's a lot of things that is China's fault, as a matter of fact. But what did they do to Joe?
China ate your lunch, Joe.
Yeah, they did. I think they're right. Okay, let's see here. Clarence in Minot. Let's get to you and find out what is on your mind. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Then I have some Nancy Pelosi cuts on the 25th Amendment for you. Oh, joy.
Oh.
Go ahead, Clarence. What's up?
Yes. Good morning, gents.
Morning.
I really just wanted to call and just give some encouragement, I guess. I'm a guy from Delaware, and as you know, it's a blue state Biden's from. Recently spoke with family, and it appears that the tide seems to be turning. They've been noticing things about Biden, and they're not 100% pro-Trump, but they're turning on as far as leaning in the middle. So they're unsure as to who to vote for.
Which in Delaware is like moving a mountain politically.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a far cry from 6 months ago when it was my family pretty much didn't want anything to do with Trump and was 100% Biden. So something is changing. And it's interesting that it's happening that way, because you usually don't get pro-Trump news inside of a deep blue state like that, you know?
I do. That's a good story. Why do you think it's turning? What are they realizing about Biden that they didn't before? They say,
Yes. So a few of them mentioned last week that it was. They gave me a few reasons. What it boiled down to is that they believe Trump is for the working man, working woman, and they didn't think Joseph Biden was.
Well, if you sort of don't, you know, like the personality of somebody, or they a little braggadocious for you or whatever, but they're still for the working man, you're going to be for that person, aren't you?
Correct. And a few of them are small business owners, so they understand. They understand. So I just wanted to call and give you some encouraging news that I do believe there are more more people like that that are just afraid to voice their opinion that will show up in a poll. So.
That's fantastic, Clarence. You know, encouragement is a wonderful thing. It really is, because right. You know, you can get just weighted down with life, you know, and stuff, and to have somebody say, hey, here's an encouraging word for you. Here's something you ought to think about, what you've done for us today. So that's a great gift. Thank you, Clarence. We appreciate it. Call again, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Clarence in Minot has got family in Delaware, says they're out of here with Uncle Joe.
Wow.
Say it ain't so, Joe. More coming up.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000, JuvenTours.com. Back to the phones we go. We have Luke on the line from Red Trenchless. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. Today we are around the Bismarck area, just kind of getting some materials gathered up for the projects we got going on next week. We'll be in Beulah, still down in that Strasbourg area, moving over to Medina as well, actually, the later part of this week. So there's plenty of time to get your guys' projects in this year. I know going into October, we're looking pretty busy at the beginning of the month, but at the end of the month, we got some open spots. So if you guys want to get in, get some waterline projects done or any kind of boring you need, just give me a call. We specialize in underground trenchless excavation, basically. So a lot of boring. We'll pull pipe underground without digging, without any mess, any hassle. So you know, basically, you give us a call. Any kind of line you need underground that you don't want to make a mess burying, we're your guys.
Call them at 701-204-0404 or Red Drilling, 2 D's, reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents.
Now let me tell you how ignorant Nancy Pelosi is. How bombastic and buffoonish Nancy Pelosi is. The 25th Amendment. I didn't even know she could count to 25. Does she know what's in the 24th or 23rd Amendment? She knows nothing.
What do you really think? Kind of lay it on us there, would you? Yeah. Be a good idea. Brought to you today by our friends at PetraServe USA, helping America fuel better. And you know what? You're going to fill up at PetraServe USA every time and have the choice of the lowest priced fuel anywhere in North Dakota. I'm not kidding you. With unleaded 88. Check out Pink at the Pump. Going to be doing some good for breast cancer research and awareness as well at a PetraServe USA. And you're going to eat very, very well on this Friday, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine at the Valley City location. Two sloppy joes and chips at the Harwood location. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken tenders. Any size drink all month, coffee, funk, pop, cappuccino, Lewis and Clark, 79 cents. And, of course, the Friday special, personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. All the stores have a lot of great specials. Great chicken, love the caramel rolls. I mean, the food is fantastic. It just is. Really good. I'm a little partial to the caramel rolls. But they also have the 4 for $4 deal. Four items for $4. How about a $4 lunch today? $4 breakfast. Breakfast pizza, single topping pizza later in the day for lunch. Two cookies, they're fantastic. 20-ounce drink, 4 for $4. PetraServe USA. PetraServe USA. 22 past the hour. Let's get back to the phones to find out what's on your mind today. There's Nancy Pelosi on the 25th Amendment.
I have a question on that, if I might. She's creating a commission that would allow Congress to transfer power away from the president using the 20th. But is that what the folks in her district are screaming for her to be doing for them on their behalf? I'm just
It's asking. China's fault. It should have never happened.
Let's blame her on China.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah. The whole thing with Nancy Pelosi is setting the stage for Biden to step down so Harris can take over because of Biden's health.
Yep. There you go.
Priscilla emailed that. And even Senator Kramer said, well, there could be something to that. And you heard her say in the clip you played, this is not about Donald Trump. Oh, it's about Joe Biden. We're going to throw him under the bus.
But then she said,
to establish a commission on presidential capacity to discharge the duties and the powers and duties of the office.
Why would you do that? Apparently the people of San Francisco are completely committed to that action.
We don't have to worry about any of this if you remember why you're voting for Donald Trump.
Let me just tell you, Joe, I've done more in 47 months. I've done more than you've done in 47 years, Joe.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Dennis, somewhere in the middle of North Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, just a quick add-on right quick. Didn't they form a commission on presidential debate already?
They did long ago. Goes back, I believe, to the 80s.
Well, how well is that commission working?
Well,
it depends if you're a Republican or a Democrat.
Yeah, I mean, no Republicans ever got in a fair shake out of that commission, ever. But prior to the commission, the campaigns would sit down and having a hard time coming to any kind of terms, and so these debates wouldn't happen. By the way, Donald Trump and Joe Biden right now could say, fine, they want us to do virtual. We don't want to do virtual. Let's do a debate. I'll meet you at X time on X day at X place, and let's go. They can do their own. They don't need the commission. They don't need the commission.
Biden couldn't handle that, and his handlers won't let him.
Well, I think the reason they did the virtual deal is because they knew it would set Trump off, and then the debate wouldn't happen because, like you say, they got a thumb on the scale for Joe Biden.
Yep. Anyway, getting back to the positive side of the election.
Please.
One thing that I do that really helps me, because, you know, sometimes it kind of looks like the world's caving in. But, you know, you stop and think about what the people have to be voting for if they want to get rid of Trump. They have to be voting for all this looting and rioting, because that's what the Democrats are supporting.
I think they tell themselves it's because of Trump.
Oh, yeah. No, they're not. Yeah, that's all Trump's fault.
You know, everybody will love everybody once Trump is out of office.
Right. It's all far
but
right.
But I agree with you. Any sane person should say that. What else should they say they're going to have?
Well, what about trade? You know, they're going to get rid of the tariffs. Okay. So the 500,000 jobs in manufacturing that Trump magically waved his wand and got us. They're going to go back to China, which is what the billionaires want, right?
How long did it take do you remember how long it took Trump to do all that, by the way?
Let me just tell you, Joe. I've done more in 47 months. I've done more than you've done in 47 years, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, it's a very good point on your part. I mean, think about that. What are you accomplishing in the time he accomplished it? So you want that to go away. You want that to go away. What else?
Look at the southern border.
Tear down the wall. Rip it down. Rip it down. I don't want that thing here. It's racist.
Yep, can't have that.
They've already, and it's already been publicized that illegal crossings are down by 80%. I wonder how many hundreds of billions of dollars Trump's already saved the state and local governments from all the extra spending for the people that shouldn't even be here.
Yep.
It's not a racial thing.
Well, you're clearly too smart, sir. You need to hear everything.
But, you're making a lot of sense.
You're making way too much sense.
Making a lot of sense.
But my point is, there's a lot of people out there, and I mean Americans. I'm not talking Republican only. I'm not talking Democrat. There are a lot of people out there that are sitting back and they're thinking about this now. Hey, this really does affect us. Now, I happen to believe there's a lot of them that, you know, they're not telling their family or their friends, I'm voting for Trump. But you can't tell me that they want to go back to how it was.
I don't think they do. I think Donald Trump's going to win, and I have a word for you. I don't know if this is one word or two. Todd would know. He's our resident dictionary.
Wordsmith.
Landslide. Is that one word or two, Todd?
One word.
One word. So one word for you. Landslide. Landslide. That's what I believe is coming. I really do. I just think that, you know, people are so fed up with this. They see the progress you're talking about. They don't dare talk to neighbors about it. They don't tell pollsters on a bet what they're going to do.
Right.
Yeah, well, I really believe that.
Let me counter with one word. Minnesota.
Well, the fact that it's, again in play says something, since no Republicans won it since Eisenhower. Right, or Nixon?
Yeah,
Nixon. I always forget that. It's Nixon, though.
That and the jobs that were brought back. The union jobs that were brought back.
Yeah, look at all those Democratic governors endorsing him from the, the Iron Range.
Well, where were all those Democrat local officials screaming at Biden and Obama, no, you can't do this. This is going to decimate our state. They never fought for their own workers. They went, oh, we're all Democrats. We're all in one big happy family.
Dennis, you brought us some encouragement today. Thank you for that. Mike on the road in Bismarck, near Bismarck, you're next. And then we have our friends from Project Veritas for an update on the shenanigans in Ilhan Omar's district with the ballot.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is introducing legislation to create a panel to decide whether President Trump is physically and mentally able to serve.
The 25th Amendment creates a path for preserving stability if a president suffers a crippling physical or mental problem and is, unquote, in the amendment, unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office.
Many Republicans saying this is Pelosi playing politics, including Republican Senator from Wisconsin, Ron Johnson.
And it's just further proof that the Democrats have never recognized the wishes of the American people when they elected Donald Trump as president in 2016.
Scientific Magazine is reporting that COVID-19 is the third leading cause of death in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears that I cried. Now I want to understand.
It's a birthday bumper with Jackson Brown celebrating his 72nd birthday.
Yeah, 72.
How about that? Really something. 800-228-0550 Oasis Petroleum. Remember, we have that 24-hour, 7-day-a-week line from Oasis Petroleum. It's yours, folks. We have it there for you. So you can call no matter what time, day or night, and, hey, I saw this on TV or I've heard this from someone. Is this true? Dig into this. We're getting a lot of ballot fraud questions from folks, so we dig into those. 24-7, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. For instance, we had a listener send us a note that 300 to 400 completed absentee ballots were wrongfully given to a company from a postal worker, and they were then wrongfully delivered to another business. So if that business hadn't called and said, hey, these aren't mine, they could have been tossed out, could have been not counted in time, could have just been like, I don't know what they are, throw them away. So we had that allegation from someone, so we sent that along to Mike Monpleasure, who is the Cass County Auditor. And he said, yes, the company did pick up a flight of ballots at the post office. We were notified by the company. The Fargo postmaster was immediately notified. He personally went and retrieved the flight of ballots, brought them to the courthouse. Yes, the ballots will be counted. The envelopes were unopened, and we processed them like any other absentee ballot that comes to our office.
But?
Meaning we find the original application, attach it to the ballot envelope, and compare the signature. So what he's saying there is, you know, yeah, that did happen, but thankfully we had some honest people and we got them. But
it happened.
If it happens to somebody else, they look up the original application, they attach it to the ballot envelope, and they compare the signature. So if Kevin steals them in somewhere else where they were wrongly delivered and tries to say, this one's going out, they you know, have a safeguard. But it's still troubling, isn't it?
Yes.
Just
that's what I'm saying. It still happened.
In person.
It's one spot, one little corner of the country. Who knows how much it's happening, and who knows especially how much of an effect it's going to have.
This is America.
Ugh.
Anyway, 855-200-1776. God bless you when you see this stuff for letting us know so we can track it down, okay? We appreciate it. Mike on the road near Bismarck, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. Scott, I just wanted to bring up a fact about Joe Biden. If you read Donald Rumsfeld's book, When the Center Held, which is about Gerald Ford and his presidency, Gerald Ford was given the task of cleaning up the Vietnam War after Nixon. So Gerald Ford wanted to do a bit of offensive action so that he could have an orderly and safe evacuation of our troops, as well as some of the Vietnamese who helped us in that war. Well, there was a senator who was politically opposed to that and tried to make hay out of that and stopped that fundraising for that or the funding of that. And that was Joe Biden. And not only did Joe Biden oppose the funding of an orderly evacuation, after the Vietnamese refugees came to this country, he also spoke against providing any funds for their resettlement. So when he gives you this great humanitarian song and dance, history proves otherwise.
Yeah, isn't that something? And
yeah.
This is the role, I would think, of a media in vetting candidates. Isn't that what journalists
exactly.
are supposed to do? Isn't that what they're supposed to do? They're supposed to find the Rumsfeld book and say, what do you know? Ask Biden, what do you say about that? What, you know, I mean, do some work.
Exactly. Journalism is dead.
Afraid it is. And it is going to remain dead and not be brought back off the mat until people who have the responsibility of, you know, teaching journalism and employing journalists recognize that it is a problem and that, hey, we need to do this better. And I don't hear much of that from journalism. I don't hear much in their world from we have anything to do differently. Do you, Mike?
No, I don't. It's too easy to sit behind your computer and do social interactions and then publish your own piece and call it journalistic research. Terrible.
It is. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Drive safely. Glad to know you're listening while you're driving, and we appreciate that very much. 800-228. Say again?
It's a great show. I'm glad to hear the gentleman from Minot talk about his relatives in Delaware.
Some good encouragement there, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I loved it. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call very much. All right, a bunch of texts rolling here, too. I'm going to take a few of these, and then we'll go back to the calls at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Texter says, please ask him to visit with President Trump and inform him that oil companies and service companies are not doing okay, as he keeps stating. I think this is a leftover text from our hour with Senator Kramer. We are close to losing our energy independence. Our company just filed bankruptcy, and many more. Oasis, one of your sponsors. I couldn't agree with you anymore, honestly, that the president, I believe, sees success in the oil world with cheap gas. Because he's thinking of the economy and consumers, okay? And this is what I love about the president. He surrounds himself with people that are a lot smarter than him on these issues, and they school him up. And I've heard the conversation before, you know. And I've heard these people talk about the effort to do it. So I agree with you that the president doesn't have an accurate reflection of where oil and gas companies are at right now. And it's like a lot of oil and gas companies are just they're weathering the storm. They're weathering the storm. And ironically, you're right. Oasis Petroleum, which is this Be the Buffalo company, is doing the same. And my understanding of Oasis and their success, they're not all that, they've not been around for decades. They're a fairly new company that saw the opportunity here, went out and raised money and put together the company to do that and did very, very well at it. Their challenge now is that the markets dry up, right? I mean, who's going to lend money to an oil company when Russia and China are deciding, you know, or Russia and Saudi Arabia are deciding how low are we going to put the price of oil and collude and take the price down, and you got COVID and you got everything else. But good talent at the leadership of these companies, not unlike Oasis, well, it's no picnic. You know, they're there to restructure, and they're the brains behind it. Yes, the creditors come in and say, okay, we're in charge now, but they know there's the expertise, there's the way back to keep our investment sound. So it is tough time, though. You're absolutely right, 100% right. You couldn't be any more correct. Very, very challenging time. Texter says, defund the Presidential Debate Commission. save our tax dollars. That's Keith from Wahpeton. I don't think, first of all, I don't care about the Presidential Debate Commission. I'm right with you, Keith. They're worthless. They're worthless. I don't know if you're following this latest little dust-up, but again, I talked about Steve Scully from C-SPAN, the guy that worked for Joe Biden. He was the moderator scheduled to be the next debate, right? Guy worked for Joe Biden. And they pick him. Okay, yeah. So that tells you. Now, I like him, actually. If you ever watch him on C-SPAN, you can't detect a hint of bias in the guy. But whatever. Now, he's been caught tweeting back and forth with Andrew Scaramucci. The disgraced, total gadfly goofball that was a Democrat that liked Trump and now is back to being a Democrat, whatever. So there's a tweet out there where Scully is saying to Scaramucci, should I respond to Trump? And then Scaramucci responds, ignore it, this too shall pass, blah, blah, blah. But guess what?
What?
He was hacked.
Oh, of course he was.
Right. Todd, that's what you tell Kerry next time you get caught in one of those little, you know, you were hacked. Right? You just, you were hacked. Yeah.
Every time. Every dust time I need to fall back on that one.
Dust off the you were hacked.
I'm writing that down. Yeah, I can remember that.
You can't make it
sorry,
up.
Sorry, honey, I missed your call at the bar because I was hacked.
Can't make it up. Eddie, on Highway 2, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Yesterday I was on TikTok, and there was a gal so proud of Kamala for her Lincoln setup, you know, that voting for a new justice, etc. And the amount of people that got in on her and told her that what a lie that was, the fact that Congress wasn't in session, all that stuff, is sort of uplifting because we do have voices out there that are fighting back.
Interesting. Yeah, and so that's the that. And is your point? We need more of that, Eddie.
Yeah, it sure be good. It sure be good. The left is really going insane on TikTok. It's amazing. I chime in as much as I can and correct them, but you know, it is what it is.
And one day we're going to have a little Scott Goes to School on social media, because I can't keep them all straight. TikTok, to me, is a bunch of goofballs singing and dancing that make no sense to me. And
I thought that was a clock.
I know it's a big deal. The Instagram thing, I don't know. So are you just a TikTok guy, Eddie?
Well, no. Well, actually, sort of, as far as that goes. But there are a lot of awesome videos of stuff that has nothing to do with people having their stupid music. And that the music is one of the things. I absolutely will not open TikTok with my volume on, because every single stinking video has music, and it's all horrific. Tractor pulling, they got it covered up with absolutely horrible music. But yeah, there's a lot of videos.
Come on, do not ruin a good tractor pull with music. I can't even believe that. Oh, I love it.
It's amazing. Everything they do on there has stupid music on it.
Love it. Anyway, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much.
You're
and
welcome.
Point well taken. Kai in Watford City. Go ahead, Kai.
Yeah. Overtime. Tax break. And I've called before, and you always have Senator Kramer on here. I would like you to push him on that, because you're so good at energy and oil and all this other stuff. That's the other thing that I would like you to push, is overtime, tax break.
Okay, so I'm a little confused on what I'm pushing, so hang on, Kai, and we'll talk about that after the break. On What's On Your Mind. Don't go away. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, home to great family fun and great wellness products. The hot spring spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables, because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webger's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. PetroServe USA, home to home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus a great deal on drinks. Any size drink, 79 cents. Coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, and Lewis and Clark. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Nestle Pure Life Water, 28 packs for $3.99. Jack Link's Extra Tender for $3.59. Two KTO Liquid Shots for $10, or three 5-Hour Energy for $4 each. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Tell them Scott sent you. Are you moving soon? Go with a family-owned, veteran-owned company, and your move could be paid for. If you need a realtor to find you a home or sell your home, you might be able to move for free with Action Movers. Here's how it works. Fill out an easy form online, and a local realtor will call you within 24 hours. You sell your home and or buy a new home, and you then receive $5 in cash for every $1,000 in home purchase or sale price. And then you move with Action Movers and save money. ActionMovers.com has the details, or call 701-566-5532.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Sweet it is to be loved.
Feeling Marvin Gaye. Oh, sorry. Sorry, Kevin. I promised I wouldn't do that. I couldn't help myself. How sweet it is. What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Fall here, it means guess what season's behind that one. Are you ready? How about some all-wheel drive, a heated seat, a heated steering wheel? Come on. Once you get a hold of one of those on one of those really cold days, you won't go back. You just won't. Late model Yukon, Suburbans, Acadias, trucks, all makes and models, payments to fit every budget, the best finance rates in years, and oh, Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
What was the song you were playing while Todd was talking about?
Put it back up because Scott needs it.
How sweet it is of James Taylor. Yeah.
Needed someone to understand my ups and downs.
That's a good toe tapper.
There you were.
Texter says I would trade four James Taylors for one Jackson Brown.
So that's
wow!
Come on, you're in the same realm.
I know. I don't think I've ever heard anybody say that before.
I don't say what the listeners say.
I like
both. I'd trade four Kenny Chesneys for one James Brown or James Taylor. I'll tell you that.
Okay, we have an update from Ilhan Omar. Steal some ballots, country in Minnesota from our friends at Project Veritas. Before I do that, though, I needed to finish with Kai. You needed me to do something, and it was related to overtime, and that's all I really got. Help me understand what you'd like me to do.
I would like you to do, when you talk to your best friend, our senator, ask him if he would sponsor a bill to where overtime is tax-free.
Overtime is tax-free. Okay. All right. I'm going to put that in the queue right now for next Friday. We'll start with that, okay? See what he thinks about that idea, Kai. I appreciate that so much. So very much. All right. We want to know what's happening down in Ilhan Omar's district. You know, I don't even know why we have to have this conversation, actually, because all I have to do is watch the video that Project Veritas did. And I know what happened. I can see it with my own eyes. But for some reason, we have some sort of a question here as to, you know, what happened. So Neil McCabe is back with Project Veritas. Neil, thanks for joining us again. How are you today?
Hey, fantastic. I just want to say that you can knock Jackson Brown, but he did co-write the Eagles song, Take It Easy.
There you go.
Yeah. Nobody's knocking him here other than the James Taylor dude. You know, it's his birthday today, so we've been having a grand old time celebrating Jackson Brown's birthday. So what is anybody in any official capacity saying about what they saw with their own eyes from your work?
Yeah, speaking about lying eyes, the, you know, you have a guy who posts videos on his own Snapchat profile account where he says, I have 300 ballots. I have in my car, I have a car full of ballots. And then you have a reporter from Channel 9 who said, hey, what's the big deal? It's only 20. He said he only had 20. The law said you're allowed to have 3. So, you know, whether you have 100 times the legal limit or 6 times the legal limit, it's illegal to have more than 3 ballots. And Project Veritas didn't say that. James O'Keefe didn't say that. Liban Muhammad said that. And so that should be open and shut. And so, you know, Liban Muhammad has said that, you know, someone offered him a bribe. That's been denied. And so, you know, it's like there's other things that just aren't true. And so, you know, we think the video stands for itself. We have people in the Somali American community who reached out to us, who helped us understand the problem. We put them on tape, sometimes with a hidden camera where you see, you know, there are people who didn't realize they were being recorded, and they were speaking the truth. And, you know, it's right there. I mean, what else do you need to know?
Maybe we're it's a kinder, gentler way of investigating election fraud. You just ask people, you know, go on the honor system. You know, how many ballots did you steal? Only 20? Okay, all right. Well, that's a lot better than 300. Go on your way. Seriously. That's crazy. And are they done with it as far as they're concerned? Or are they actually looking at the tape and, you know, counting what they see on camera?
President of the United States told the U.S. attorney to investigate. The Minneapolis Police Department said they were going to investigate. People have said to us, why don't you reach out to the Attorney General of Minnesota? Well, good luck with that. You know, we have the evidence provided by himself. And then he gave a TV interview that was supposed to be flattering, where he admitted to the reporter it was at least 20 ballots. The guy should be arrested immediately, right? If he said, I robbed the bank, people said I stole $1 million, I only stole 100,000, he would have been arrested, right? If someone went on TV and said he robbed a bank.
Who's doing the investigating?
No idea. The Minneapolis Police Department said they put out a statement they were looking out to it. We reached out to the Minneapolis Police Department. They never replied. we never got a reply from the U.S. Attorney's Office at the Department of Justice. And so we're wondering, just like you guys are.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Is there more where this one came from? Are we going to see more Project Veritas focus on the shenanigans of...
There is... we don't want to comment on ongoing investigations, real or imagined, but I will tell you that with this, we have investigators across the country, and there will be more about election and ballot fraud from Project Veritas and the Project Veritas Action Fund before the election.
All right, these folks are doing great work. Thank you. Appreciate it, Neil. God bless you, folks. Got to go. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties. 1,743 acres in Kidder, 156 in Stutzman, 312 in McLean, 757 in Montreal, 160 in Slope, 199 in Dunn, 960 in Billings, 475 in Grant, 792 in Hediger, and 240 acres in Morton County. View all of these Piper auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.